It's that time of year again.
The Avery's. It seems like it comes around sooner every year.
We have some great episodes to choose from this time around.
Sure did.
Jesse?
Yeah, Bob?
Why are we taking this exit? The awards venue isn't for another 15 miles.
I know, but I gotta make a quick stop.
A quick stop? The show starts in half an hour. We're cutting it close as it is.
It'll only take a sec, and it's right on the way. I just want to take a look.
At?
My new house.
Your new... When did this happen? I didn't even know you were looking.
I wasn't.
I don't follow.
I inherited the house.
From whom?
If you can believe it, some long-lost relative I've never heard of.
Oh.
I got an official letter from my lawyer last week.
You have a lawyer? Since when?
Since last week, apparently.
Uh-huh. Look, Jesse, we have the award envelopes here in the car. I mean, they can't start without us. Plus, I think we need to get you into a class with our IT department about phishing scams.
I hate to interrupt, but we're here.
Was that thunder? It sounded more like a sheet of metal.
You're focusing on the wrong thing. Just look at the size of this place.
You're right. It's a mansion.
Well, let's check it out.
But we're on the clock here.
Just a quick peek through the windows. Come on. This place is huge and I own it. If we fix it up, we could host the Avery's here next year. Call it location scouting. Totally acceptable on the clock activity.
But, well, we can't leave the award envelopes in the car.
Take them with us. Come on, Bob.
All right, fine. But this place gives me the creeps. I should have figured it came with a pipe organ.
Yeah, this window's dusty, but inside the house it looks even bigger.
We came, you saw, let's skedaddle.
I'm checking the front door.
You said a quick peek. Besides, it's probably locked any way. Okay, this is the spooky trifecta. Thunder, organ, creaky door. Time to go.
Just a quick look around the parlor.
Jesse!
Did you hear that, Bob? I have a parlor now. I've always wanted a parlor.
Who doesn't?
Wow, look at that staircase. Those pillars. Do you think this is hand-carved mahogany?
Jesse, we really do need to...
Did you do that?
Close the door and turn off the lights without moving? No, I don't have the ability to do that.
It must have been the wind. Can you see anything? I might as well have my eyes closed.
Perhaps I can be of assistance. My sincerest apologies for the fright.
Who are you?
Why, I am merely the humble caretaker of this house.
Nice to meet you. But we need to be going now.
Going? I'm afraid not.
Come again?
I am now the caretaker of you two as well. At least until you've made recompense for your previous mistakes.
Mistakes?
Recompense? That's good word choice. That's going in a clubhouse story.
Why don't I leave you two alone to think about it?
Pitch black again. Great. I'll feel around. There's got to be one of those candle thingies with all the drippy wax on a cast iron stand. You know, every house like this has one. Did you bring any matches?
Or we could just use the flashlight on your phone.
That too. He's gone.
Well, this is a fine mess you've gotten us into. We're locked in a dusty old house with a crazy guy.
What did he mean about us making mistakes? Did he mean forming the League of Diminutive Dialogue?
Our biggest mistake was coming here in the first place. And, of course, the door is locked. The Avery's are going to start any minute, and we're not there to host.
We'll have to search the house to find that guy. He might be our only way out of here.
Fine. I've got the envelopes here with me. I guess I could stream the awards from here. I'll call the AV team, see if they can patch me through to the stadium.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, making his way to the front row, the one, the only showrunner of Adventures in Odyssey, it's Marshall Younger himself. And my, does that blue sequin tuxedo look radiant on him. Next, here comes... Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm receiving word from the production team. There might be a slight change in plans in the show this evening, but have no fear. If everyone in the stadium would please turn your attention to the screens, there you will see our fantastic hosts of the 2023 Avery Awards, Bob and Jesse!
Jesse, I can't believe you. This is just like the chicken taco incident where you... Hey there, everyone. I'm Bob, here with my good buddy, Jim.
I've got a bad feeling about this, Katie. My Jason senses are tingling.
You think they're in some kind of trouble?
I'm sure they are. Round up the usual suspects. We ride in five.
Don't you think we should call the police? I mean, you're not actually Jason Whittaker, Tony.
Says you.
How would you even know where to find them?
You know as well as I do that we've had Bob chipped for years now.
It does come in handy.
Let's go save Bob and Jesse.
This is the only unlocked door out of the 27 doors in my parlor.
I'll follow your lead, but I'm broadcasting, remember?
Oh, it looks like a library.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the first award, which is the Best Actress Award. Drum roll, please.
Look, this one book is out of place.
Monica Padilla as Jillian Marshall. Congratulations, Monica.
There's a key inside, and a loose piece of paper that says, long overdue. Is that a clue about a library book? I thought I already returned that copy of The Exhaustive Guide to Golf Commentating.
You know it's long overdue, ladies and gentlemen. Hearing from our Best Actress winner, that's what. Let's call Monica right now.
There's a keyhole on the side of this bookcase. Maybe this key unlocks it.
Any moment, folks, and Monica will be on the line.
Bingo.
Hello?
Hey, Monica, this is Bob Smithhauser.
Bob.
What's this? A greenhouse?
It's called a conservatory.
What is?
Nothing. I'm calling from the Avery Awards.
Oh, really? Am I live now?
The floors are sticky. Are they supposed to be sticky? Is that a clue?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I do know. You won the Avery for Best Actress.
Wow, really? That is so awesome. And I'd like to take this moment to tell everyone what the writers have told me about the future of Jason and Jillian.
Wow.
There's going to be a big scene where Jason...
I see something behind this giant potted plant.
Jesse, we're kind of in the middle of something.
Well, then speed it along. Here, I'll help.
Hey!
And the winner for the Best Surprise Revelation Award is...
Well, you don't mean it like that. Where's the drama, the buildup?
Jillian Marshall is an agent, and she has been the whole time in Afternoon.
Hey, that's me too.
Yes. Congratulations, Monica. Now, what were you saying about Jason and Jillian?
Oh, okay. So, there's going to be this moment where Jason finally says to Jillian...
How much further, phone lady?
Your destination is 5 minutes away.
Where can I download that GPS voice?
Tell you later.
And at the end of the scene, they finally tie the knot!
Oh, good thing. There were a lot of shoelaces in that episode. I can't wait to hear that whole thing you just described play out. Thank you for explaining every last detail. This is the most spoilerific Avery Award show ever.
Okay, now, can I get your help with this plant? It's heavy.
Sure. Thanks for your time, Monica, and congrats.
Hey. Anytime you got an award for me, I am always available. Bye, guys.
Oh, phew. That plant's as heavy as that recent Olivia storyline.
And look, another door. I knew there was something behind that plant.
Great. You found the cellar.
There's a light at the other end.
Do you see how many cobwebs and creepy crawlies are between us and that light? Can we please just finish the Averys?
Be my guest.
Thank you.
While we skulk through this dusty abandoned cellar.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Best Sound Design Award is... Luke Gonneau and Zack Schneider for Final Minutes.
Ooh, I hope that title isn't foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing for what?
Wow! That was loud. Try and keep it under negative 10 dB so we don't peg the meters.
Luke? Hmm? Zach?
What are you doing here?
Well, a bunch of us came to rescue you. We saw you were stuck in this house. It was Townsend's idea.
What a guy.
So you know a way out? I mean, how about the way you came in?
Yeah, about that, all of us got locked in too. We split up and are trying to find a way out.
Rookie mistake. If you're in a creepy house, never split up.
It'll be fine. We're sound designers, remember? We have noise-canceling headphones, and this place is much less scary without the ominous music and creepy creaks.
What about hearing someone sneak up on you?
That could happen, but we wouldn't be scared beforehand.
Sure, that makes sense.
This way, Luke. We may as well record some footsteps while we're here.
Ah.
This dirt floor sounds even better than the one in the Foley room.
The machine's already on. Mic is live. Go for it.
Okay, well, moving on.
Bob, quiet, please. We're recording.
Sorry. This way, Bob. Look, the light's coming from under yet another door.
There's a note on the door.
Same handwriting as the last one. It says, "You must adapt."
Cryptic. Are we actually supposed to decipher these clues? I mean, what are we, Emily Jones?
No, but I think I know where this is going. Let's see what's behind door number 3.
4, actually. Where are we now?
Looks like the aviary to me.
Don't worry, guys. I know you're in there. I'm building a small explosive device out of pieces of my cell phone. It'll only take me about 30 seconds or so. Stand back from the door.
Townsend?
Oh, hey, you guys. I thought you were behind this door. I'm gonna miss that cell phone.
Thanks for bringing the group to rescue us.
All in a day's work for a voice actor. Hey, are you still streaming?
Oh, keep forgetting. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. The next award is Best Actor. And the winner is, surprise, surprise, Townsend Coleman.
My hand-carved mahogany door. This is why we can't have nice things.
Well, congratulations on the award, Townsend.
Wow, thanks, guys. What an honor. Oh, before I forget, there was a note on the other door before I blew it up. It said, "Show, don't tell."
That fits perfectly with my developing theory.
Whatever you say, Jesse.
Wait a minute. Did the eyes in that painting just move? I see you in there. What's the deal with trapping my friends in a lavishly furnished house? Just how uncivilized do you think...
Townsend!
Did he just get swallowed up by a trapdoor?
Yeah, I mean, right down a metal chute. And look, the painting doesn't have eyes anymore.
That is truly disturbing, yet slightly awesome. I've always wanted a painting I can use to prank people.
We gotta get out of here.
Not till we find that guy from the first room and figure out why he's taking over my house.
Okay, that's even more unsettling than the painting.
Hurry, I've heard landlines don't automatically go to voicemail.
Why do I keep following him?
Go ahead. Answer it.
Me? I'm not answering it. It's your house. You answer it. I'm doing another Avery Award.
Fine. Hello?
Where's that envelope?
This is taking you longer than I thought it would.
You! Who are you? Why are you doing this? And what are you doing in my new house?
If you were the real deal, you would have figured it out already. Pick up the pace.
I'm on to you. I've put the clues together.
And the winner of the Best Script Award is King of My Heart by Kathy Buchanan.
My name?
Kathy?
Bob! Jesse! There you are! We've all been looking for you!
You're here too?
Yeah, I was with Katie Lee, but a mechanical suit of armor in the hallway came alive and pulled her behind a revolving wall panel. Been on my own since then. But I found you guys! Mission accomplished!
Yeah, but is the mission accomplished if we're still stuck here?
Good point. Jesse, why are you looking at me like that?
Honestly, I haven't recovered from the sting of your betrayal last year.
Can you blame me? You were transformed into an evil villain. You weren't thinking straight.
Still. A secret staircase.
This place has more passages than an Adventures in Odyssey bookshelf.
Kathy, what did you do?
I don't know. I just bumped this lamp on the desk and the staircase descended from the ceiling.
Well, good work. This makes up for your failures as my lackey.
I was a little busy this year. I did write 7 of the 12 episodes nominated.
She's got a point.
Come on, Bob. Up the stairs. Phew. That was a long staircase. We passed through the game room, the study, the library, the sitting room, the scullery, and the boudoir. Where are we now?
I'd call this the tower. The very top of the house, even higher than the attic and the loft.
The only thing up here is... Is that what I think it is?
Well, if you think it's a huge bowl of popcorn, then yeah.
Can you believe this, Bob? My house has all of this and a big bowl of popcorn.
I can't believe it.
I know the deeper meaning to this and all the other clues.
Jesse, sometimes a giant bowl of popcorn is just a giant bowl of popcorn.
But sometimes it isn't. Want to examine the markings with me?
Actually, I want to announce the winner of Best Scene.
Fine.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're still following, bless you. The winner of the award for best scene goes
to... I think it's cheesy popcorn. My favorite.
Connie tries desperately to keep Jason from thinking about a sub and inevitably says only phrases with sub in Daybreak.
Ah!
Did something just tap from inside the bowl?
I think so. If someone's in there, tap twice. Bob, grab my feet. Maybe we can reach them.
Why not?
Reach for my hand, whoever you are. Oh, wow, that's a strong grip.
One, two, three.
Oh. Thanks, guys.
Katie Lee? How in the world did you get in there? I heard you were grabbed by a suit of armor?
Yeah, happens all the time. But then I woke up in this vat of popcorn. That's a first.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Katie.
Actually, it wasn't so bad. Popcorn is the world's most perfect food.
Well, congratulations on winning best scene, at least.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, when I started eating my way out, I smacked my face on the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah, you were disoriented and didn't realize you were going the wrong direction.
Exactly. But I found this note down there.
Another note?
Here you go. Sorry for the butter stains. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back in.
What?
Cannonball!
Okay, the note says, look out the window.
Another clue. I see the garden. Our car. The shed?
Wait, there's something on the back of the paper.
What's it say?
Not that window, Jesse. Look the other way.
Oh.
Now what do you see?
It's a hedge maze. I own a hedge maze, Bob. Think of the fun I'll have playing hide and seek.
Let me see. It's not just any hedge maze, Jess. It spells out some words. Well, that must have taken some major trimming.
It spells out, meet me in the drawing room. I like how they use the topiary elephant to dot the I.
The drawing room? That's usually where the mysteries are solved.
And believe it or not, I've already solved this one.
Wow. Bravo.
Impressive playing. You should audition at church.
Well, well, so you finally found the last clue. It took you long enough.
We not only found the last clue, but we've solved your riddle, mystery man.
We have?
Well, I have.
So, you've realized your mistake, and you've come to make restitution.
I realized what you were trying to tell us from the very first clue. It was obvious to someone of my deductive faculties.
Really? Because I don't have the foggiest idea what this guy wants.
Elementary, my dear Bobson. Mm. He might as well have spelled it out in neon writing. All the clues pointed in one direction. Sticky floors, you must adapt, as in adaptation. Show, don't tell, the real deal, as in a reel of film. And finally, the giant bowl of popcorn, all of which are elements of the cinema. And the first clue, long overdue. You want a movie about adventures and Odyssey.
Well done, Jesse.
Wait, that's the mistake we made? That's what we need to correct? The fact that there isn't an Odyssey movie?
As Jesse pointed out, it's long overdue. And not just any movie. A big budget live action blockbuster with an all-star cast. Tom Hanks as Wit, huh? Emma Watson as Connie, Andrew Garfield as Eugene, Vin Diesel as Wooten, Zac Efron as Jason, and Hugh Jackman as Dr. Regis Blaggard. And the two of you aren't leaving here until the contracts are signed to make it happen. And neither are your would-be rescuers.
Wait a minute. That posture, that tone, that maniacal laugh. Evan David, is that you?
Oh, man, you figured it out. Wait, Evan? It was you the whole time?
Evan, we have about as much power to make an Odyssey movie happen as you do.
But you run the club. Surely there's billions of dollars just waiting in the wings for new club projects. The movie could be one of them.
You obviously haven't seen my budget. Let's just finish this award show and get out of here. The final award for best overall episode.
You mean
goes
I should
to...
have kidnapped Dave Arnold or Marshall Younger instead?
Goes to.
Or maybe Elon Musk.
To be clear, you shouldn't be kidnapping anyone.
Well, he could fund a whole cinematic universe.
Exactly. Imagine Odyssey movies that overlap with Passages, The Last Chance Detectives, and a crossover with McGee and Me.
Oh, don't forget Average Boy.
Yeah. We could dominate the box office for decades to come with this stuff. Not to mention the merchandising dollars And think of the comic book spin-offs.
Excuse me, if you don't mind. The final award for the best overall episode goes to...
Are you pausing for a commercial break?
Sorry, I thought I was going to get interrupted again.
No, go ahead, we're all waiting.
The final award for best overall episode goes to...
Did you say Vin Diesel is Wooten earlier?
Award for best overall episode goes to Final Minutes. There, I said it. Evan, are you still planning to hold us here for all eternity?
Nah, I'll just start a letter writing campaign. That always works. Who wants to go out for milkshakes?
Ooh, milkshakes.
Sure, I guess I'm in.
Fantastic. Oh, by the way, Jesse, you didn't really inherit this house.
What? I love this house.
Yeah, it was all an elaborate ruse to lure you here. You know, like I did that one time to get Andre Stoika to come to my 30th birthday party.
Hey, what about Townsend and everyone else?
They'll be fine. All my traps lead to the popcorn vault. They'll eat their way out in a couple days.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.